Begin the current daf, Masechet Tzvachim, from daf Nun Beis. Begin 7 lines down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues explaining a brisa mentioned in the previous daf. And the Gemara is in the middle of that brisa. We had brought in this brisa because we were discussing a pasuk of Al Yisoid Mizbach HaElo, because that was the source for telling us that the Shvichi Shiraim of the Par and the Sarvi of Mikipurim is going to be on Yisoid Maravi of the Mizbech HaChitzin, because it says in that pasuk, Al Pesach El Moed, and that's in the same pasuk where it says Al Yisoid Mizbach HaElo. Now, the Gemara brings a brisa that has three psukim where it mentions the words Al Yisoid Mizbach HaElo. The third pasuk, that's by the sar of the nasi, when the king commits a sin, that he has to bring a sar, and that pasuk, it also says unnecessarily, seemingly, the word ha'ayla, al yisoid mizbach ha'ayla. On that, said the brisa, what's that coming to teach? Says the brisa, it's coming to teach that 10 yisoid mizbech shalayla, which means to say that every carbon that's brought on the mizbech ha'ayla, meaning on the outer mizbech, all of those kabbanas, because it doesn't say that the halacha of Shvich Hashirayim by those kabbanas, that there also has the halacha of pouring the leftover blood to the Yisrael Mizbeach. And that's the Braisa. Or maybe that's not what the Pas is coming to say. Maybe it's coming to say that the primary zrikas, which is the hazais that have to be done, the sprayings of the blood of the kabbanas of the Ayla, have to be done on an area of the Mizbeach which has the Yisrael, which has a foundation, because not every part of the Mizbeach has the Yisrael. Maybe that's what the Pas is coming to teach. On that said, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, that no, from a Kal Vachomer, we cannot say that that's what the Pasuk is teaching, because we would know it from a Kal Vachomer. What's that? So that's our Gemara quotes, and the bridge version of that. Rabbi Shmuel says, Gag Yisoid, to tell me that, to throw it on the Mizbeach, as we said before, the Gemara explained, it can't be the Yisoid to throw it on there where there's a Kifa, rather it has to be on the horizontal part. But what basically Rabbi Shmuel is saying is that to have the primary zrikas of the Mizbeach HaEila, that it has to be in the area of where the Yisoid is, and that's what Rabbi Shmuel, Lomali Kra, why would I need a pasuk? How can you tell me that's the interpretation of the Yisoid Mizbeach HaEila? That's what's coming to teach, that the zrikas of HaEila have to be in the area of Yisoid. Kal Vachomer, it's a Kal Vachomer. I don't need a pasuk to teach it. What's the Kal Vachomer? Umashi Yari Chatas She'ein Mechaperes, if regarding by the Karmachatis, which we have psukim for already, that it talks about the leftover blood, the shirayim, which it does not atone, the primary atonement is with the primary zrikas. And yet, to negag yisoid, it needs to be poured, its leftovers, what's called shvichi shirayim, on the roof of the foundation, as we said, the horizontal area of that bottom block, not the vertical part. And it still needs shvichi shirayim, and it has to be on the yisoid, even though the shvichi shirayim is not even ma'akim, it doesn't atone. So tchilas oila shemekaperes, so the primary zrikas of a carbon oila, which does atone, ain't a dinsha to unigag yisayit, wouldn't it be a kabochem? Of course, that has to be in the area of the mizbeach that has the yisayit. Because shirayim, which is not even mechaper, needs that specific area, which is a stringency for sure, that the primary zrikas of a oila, which are more stringent because it's an atonement, for sure it's going to have that stringency of being put on the yisayit. So that's not what the Pasuk is teaching, and therefore the Pasuk is teaching, like we said before, regarding that other halacha. Amar Bekiva, he says in a different way, Umashi Yarichatas, if the leftovers of the blood of the Karbon Chatas, She'ein Mechaper, that it doesn't atone, and he adds on these words, Ve'ein Boin Lechaper, and it's not even coming for atonement. Yet to Negag Yisoid, and still it needs to be on the Yisoid, So Tchilas Eilosh, Mechaperes, Uvo Lechaper, so regarding the primary Zrikis, its initial throwing of the blood, which atones, and it's coming to atone, Ein Adin Shetu Negag Yisoid, isn't it a Kal Vachomer that it needs to be by the area of where the Yisoid is? So they seem to be saying the same thing that the Gemara is going to address that. So they both conclude, Im Kein Matam Alem, and what is the Pasuk teaching when it says, El Yisoid Mizbach HaOila? Obviously not to teach that it has to be, as we said, the primary Zrikas in the area Yisoid, because that didn't know from a Kal Vachomer. Rather, to teach the Halacha, the 10 Yisoid Mizbach Shalayla, that you have to give the Halacha of Yisoid, of pouring the leftover blood to the foundation, for all the Karbanas that are brought on the Mizbeach HaOila, on the Adam Mizbeach, the Karbanas of the Oila. The Gemara asks, now this is where we come to explain this part of the Braisa, my benai, what's the difference between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? They both seem to be saying the same Kal Vachomer. So Amar Rav Abba Bar Rava, he says, no, Shirayim Ma'akvim Ike Benai. The difference between them is, even though Shirayim, according to both of them, are not atoning, but are they integral for the atonement? And that is, Mar, Rabbi Shmuel Savar, he holds that you're right. It's not what does the atonement, but it is going to be ma'akvi. It's integral, and it will withhold the validity of the atonement. It's a prerequisite. It's a necessary component for the atonement. And that is, even though you did the zrikas, if you don't do the shirayim, it's not going to atone. So therefore, he says it's not mechaper, But it's boin lechaper. That's why it doesn't say the words Rabbi Akiva ve'in boin lechaper. It comes for atonement because it's ma'akev the atonement. Umar and Rabbi Akiva, however, he adds on the words ve'in boin lechaper, that it's not even coming for atonement. What he's telling us is that sabr loy ma'akvi, he holds that it's not ma'akev. Where the primary zrikas of the carbon of the matanas dam are not contingent at all on shirayim, because the shirayim are not ma'akev the hazayis, and that's what he's indicating when he's saying it's not even boin lechapar. So if we find by the chatois, the shirayim, that they have to be on the yisoid, and they have nothing to do with the atonement, it's not ma'akev at all. Therefore, that's what Rekiva is adding on. That's the same kavochem like Bishmal, where therefore must be that's not what the pasuk is teaching, that the primary zrikas of the oila need to be on the Arabi yisoid, but rather, it's teaching this other halacha. But again, that's a difference between them if shirayim is ma'akev or not. Now, Rav Papa, he gives a different interpretation. He says, no, the kula al shirayim ain ma'akev. No, everyone holds that shirayim are not ma'akev by the karma chatas, and even by the chatois apanimius, which is the psukim that we brought, the other psukim of Yisemis Bacha'ela, that even those shirayim, even by those very holy karbanas, it's not ma'akev. It's not going to be integral for the atonement to pour the blood on the Yisrael. But v'hach, over here, the shirayim that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are disagreeing regarding, because they're using different wording, if it's boin l'chapa or not, is b'mitzui chatas sa'if. It's regarding, by a bird, karban chatas, there's the malika that's done, you cut off the neck with the thumb nail of the kayan, and then they spray from the neck onto the mizbech, and then there's another procedure called mitzah, which then they squeeze the neck of the bird on the wall of the mizbech. That's shirayim, it's the leftovers of the hazah, because that's what the pasuk says. V'hizim adam ha-chatas l'kir mizbech, you should spray from the blood of the chatas from this bird one on the wall of the mizbech. And then the pasuk says, v'yikra perakei v'hanishar adam, and the leftover is what's squeezed against the wall. So it's called like shirayim. Now, on this, regarding that halacha, the ma'akev kamifligah, that's where they disagree if that is going to be ma'akev regarding the atonement of the chatas oif. Marsav or ma'akev, b'shemol held, it is ma'akev. So although it's not ma'chaper, but it is going to be ma'akev, it's going to be boin l'chapara, so therefore he doesn't say that. So yeah, it's still, he can still have the kavochem, but he's not going to say ain boin l'chapar. Whereas the marsav or le'ma'akev, Rabbi Akiva, who adds on the wording ain boin l'chapar, is saying that's not even ma'akev, this mitzvah the dam, is not ma'akev even regarding the atonement, even if you don't do it, although it's not what atones, it's still going to have an atonement. It says the Gemara, Tanya Kavaseid Rapapa, we have a braisa that supports the interpretation of Rapapa, that even Rabbi Shmuel holds that shirayim are not ma'akev. Not like the first interpretation that said that, oh, Rabbi Shmuel is the one who says that it's going to be ma'akev. No, like Rabbi Papa's interpretation that they're only discussing regarding the mitzvah, the chatas aif, but that regular shirayim of a carbon chatas, that it's according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's also not going to be ma'akev. He only says ma'akev is by the mitzvah, the chatas aif. Where do we see this? From a braisa. The pasuk says in the Yikra, which is by the Par Kohen Mashiach, which again, when the Kohen Gadol makes an erroneous psak and he follows on that, the pasuk says in the Giras is, "Vez kol dam hapar yishpech," and all the blood of the bull should be poured out. Now, this pasuk could have said, "Vez kol hadam yishpech," all the blood should be spilled out. We know we're talking about the Par Kohen Mashiach. That's what the parasha there is talking about. Matam alim hapar. What does it teach when it says the bull? That's an extra word. Says the Braisa, limit al par yom hakipur. It's coming to allude to a different bull. Not the, when the Kohen Gadol makes a sin, but rather when he brings a bull on Yom Kippurim, that there it's teaching, which is the halacha of this pasuk, that it should be poured out to the Yisoid, that there also that power of Yom Kippurim is shetoin ma'an dam l'Yisoid, that it also has to have its leftover blood poured to the foundation. That's Divi Rabbi. Now, on that halacha, Amr Bishmal, which Rashi explains, Bishmal's not coming to disagree with Rabbi. He agrees to the halacha. He's just coming to teach that, but to limit it and say, but that the shirayim, although there is that halacha, is not going to be ma'akev. And this is what he's saying. He says, really, the halacha of the par yom kippurim, that its blood has to be poured on the yisoid, you know that kal v'chaymer. You know that from a kal v'chaymer. And that's why it's actually difficult, and that's what Rabbi Shmuel is addressing. Still, the pasuk writes it, because the word hapar alludes to the par yom kippurim. So that's why Rabbi Shmuel is coming to say, so you think it's actually going to be ma'akev, because we know that when a pasuk teaches something twice regarding kachem, it's actually integral. That's what the conclusion of the words Rabbi Shmuel is coming to tell us, that no, we'll learn that from a pasuk, v'chil mechaper, that even so, it's not going to be ma'akev. But that's what Rabbi Shmuel says, that, what do you mean? You know this from a kal v'chaymer. You know that the par yom kippurim's leftover blood is going to be poured the yisoid. Why? Because uma im mi she'ein nechnas dami lefnim chayva, if you have a carbon, which is what we're talking about over here in this pasuk, by the par kohen Mashiach, that there's no obligation for the Kohen Gadol to bring the blood of this carbon inside the Heichal. Meaning, what I mean, of course, that's part of the Zrikas of the Parak HaMashiach, that its blood is thrown in the Heichal. What it means to say is that it's not an established obligation because there was no mitzvah for the Kohen Gadol to sin and to then bring a Chatas. Yet still, Toin Yisoid, still that the Pasuk says clearly he has to pour the leftover blood onto the Yisoid of the Mizbeach HaChitzin. So says Rabbi Shmuel, so Misha Nechnes Dami Lefnim Chayva, so regarding a carbon that there's always an established annual obligation to bring the blood of that carbon inside the Heichel, which is the Par Yom Kippurim, which is an obligation every single year in Yom Kippurim, Ein Adin Sheyitan Yisoid, so isn't it a Kavo Chaymer that that carbon which is more stringent is going to require its leftover blood be poured on the Yisoid? Now, so to Amr Bikiva. Bikiva is only coming to add on the words of Rabbi Shmuel, which he says that instead of learning the Kavo Chaymer from the Zrikas that are done in the Heichel, which there at least the Dam of the Par of the Kohen Mashiach is brought there as a mitzvah, but it's just not as obligatory as the Par Yom Kippur, and that's where you're learning the Kavo Chaymer from. Says Rabbi Kiva, you could learn that from the bloods that are brought in Lefnai V'Lefnim, in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, which there the bloods of Par Kohen Mashiach never go into, not for Chayv, not for even mitzvah. And in contrast, the Par Yom Kippurim, it's brought in obligatory into the Kodesh HaKadoshim once the Yom Kippurim. That's what Rabbi Kiva says from the Kalun the Kavo Chaymer. Because if you have the blood of the Par Kohen Mashiach, which is not brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, not Bein L'Cheva, Bein L'Mitzvah, not obligatory, not even for a mitzvah, and still, Toin Yisoid, it needs a leftover blood poured on the foundation of the Mizbeach HaChitzin. So, Misha Nichnei Damir Chayvel of Nevel of Nemes, regarding the Par Yom Kippur, which its blood are brought inside the Holies of the Holies, Ein Adin Toin Yisoid isn't a Kavachim, of course, that its leftover blood would require being poured on the Yisoid. So, on that, Rabbi Shmuel concludes. So, therefore, now you have a question. So, Yachal Yakvenu, you would think that now actually the Shvichi Shiraim would be ma'akiv by the Par Yom Kippurim because it should be like a halacha which was repeated twice, which is then ma'akiv. Because it wasn't necessary to write ha'par talut to Par Yom Kippurim because you know from a Kavo Chaymer, yet the Pasuk still writes it. On that, Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk teaches in Parsha Achrei Mais, where it says, but regarding the Par Yom Kippurim, by his avodas there on Yom Kippurim, v'chilo mechaper es ha'kodesh, that he concludes the atonement of the things in the holy. What does that mean? Shalmu kol ha'kaparas kulan, which is that regarding all the avodas that are written there in Parshas Achrei Mais, if he finished all those things, then he's finished. And the pouring of the leftover blood is not written over there. That we only know from the word hapar, which we learned that from Par Kohen Mashiach. So therefore, you see that it's not going to be ma'akiv, because only the avodas that are said over there in Parshas Achrei Mais are going to be ma'akiv. That's the Rabbi Shmuel. Now, this is the point that the Gemara wanted to show, that you see like Rav Papa, because you hear from Rabbi Shmuel, who says clearly that the dam of the chatas, even hapnimius, the shvich shirayim, is not ma'akiv. He comes to address, you would think it's ma'akiv, but he says clearly that there's no chatois, even the chatois hapnimius, that are going to be ma'akiv at shvich shirayim on the Yisoid. Now, but now that we introduced the Braisa, the Gemara continues with it. Says the Braisa, once you just told me this logic of this Kavo Chaymer, so the Braisa has a question. Kavo Chaymer lepar koyin Mashiach misir nasi ma'ata. Now, based on what you just said, that you said the previous Kavo Chaymer, we could also expound a similar Kavo Chaymer to say that the Shirayim should be ma'akiv by the par koyin Mashiach from a ribu in the pasuk. Why? Because really, you could have known from a Kavo Chaymer that the leftover blood of the par koyin Mashiach should be poured on the Yisoid from the sar of the nasi, from a different carbon. Why? And still, the pasuk says clearly, "Par Kohen Mashiach," to pour it onto the Yisoid, because umami she'ein nechnes dam lefnim. If regarding the blood of a carbon which doesn't go into the heichal at all, like the sar of the nasi or a chatas of a yachid, which their bloods are only done on the outside mizbech, they're not even brought into the heichal, and it's not brought in lo chayiv le mitzvah, not obligatory, not even as a mitzvah, not even as something like a tchila. And still, Toin Yisoid, those karbanas require to be poured as leftover on the foundation. So, Misha Nichnei's Dami Lefnim, so regarding the blood of a carbon, that of the Par Kohen Mashiach, that is brought inside the Heichel, Bein L'Chayv, Bein L'Mitzvah, whether as obligatory, whether as a mitzvah, Ein Adin Shetoin Yisoid, isn't a Kavo Chaymer that of course is going to require the foundation? Now, Rashi says not to have the Girsa in these words, Bein L'Chayv, Bein L'Mitzvah, rather only L'Mitzvah, because as we said before, that it's actually not a Chayva, like Par Yom Kippurim, it's because there's no obligation by the Kohen Gadol to sin to bring his bloods inside the Heichel. But Rashi says, if you are going to have the Girsa like we have in our Gemara, it's not difficult regarding what we mentioned before, that the Braisa said, wait a second, Parakai Mashiach is not a chayva, and here it's calling it bein lechayva, bein lemitzvah. It is calling it a chayva. So that says Rashi regarding the contrast which it did before regarding the Parakai Yom Kippurim. So you can't call the Parakai Mashiach as an obligation because it's not obligatory as much as the Parakai Yom Kippurim, which always has to be. However, it could call it lechayva in contrast to the Sar of the Nasi, where there it doesn't come in at all. So that's what it calls the Parakai Mashiach as a chayva, because ultimately it is an obligation. It's just not as obligatory as being in the permanent type of a way. As Rashi brings, we find similar insight to Mem Dalam Beis, the same type of idea that a mitzvah, in contrast to a rishus, could be called a chayva. Although regarding something that's a chayva, it would only be called a mitzvah, not a chayva. But either way, that's the question. So you know from a kavu chayma that the shvichas shirayim of the parakai mashiach should be poured on the yisaid. So says the brisa yochel yakfeno. So you would think, okay, so now the shvichas shirayim of the parakai mashiach should be ma'akiv, because it's like the pasuk is repeating it a second time. You know it a from a kavu chayma, and the pasuk is coming to say it explicitly. On that says the brisa tamalim. That's what the pasuk teaches, and the gear says there's kol dam ha'par yishafich, that all the blood of the bull should be poured to the yisaid. Nitkei hakosiv la'asei. The pasuk uprooted that this halach of shvichas shirayim to make it into a positive commandment because it differentiated in its terminology from all the other avodas, the asoy shiyari mitzvah, and it made it into remnants of a mitzvah because the wording is different. By all of the avodas, it says v'lokach, v'hiza, v'nasan al akranis. Here it doesn't say yishpech damai el yisaid. It changes the wording and it says it's saying in a different type of syntax to uproot it from the halacha that is by all their other avodas, to tell you that it's not as obligatory as them, and rather to tell you shirayim ma'akvin, that the leftover blood is not ma'akiv. So although we would have thought so, it's saying that it's not going to be that way, and even though it has it explicit in the pasuk, and we would have known v'kavachem, the pasuk is telling us anyway, it's still not going to be ma'akiv. Now, the Gemara goes back to ask on Rapapa's interpretation. He said, and we wrote a brisa that just supported him, that no, regarding shvichas shirayim, everyone agrees not ma'akev. What's the machlekes of Shmoni Bikiva? Was regarding the mitzui, the squeezing out of the leftover blood in the neck of the chata sa'if. That asked the Gemara, Vishavi Bishmol, is that really so like Rapapa said? Bishmol holds the mitzui chata sa'if ma'akev, that squeezing out of the leftover blood in the neck of the chata sa'if is going to be ma'akev, and that's why he doesn't say the words einem boin l'chaper, because it is boin l'chaper, it's not chaper itself, but it comes regarding the atonement. And that is the Gemara, but Tanbir Bishmal, we have a Bryce in the Yeshiva Bishmal that says the Pasuk of Yikra in regards to the Chatzis Aif, on that halach it says, Vanishabar Dam Yimatzi, and the leftover of the blood in the neck of the Chatzis Aif, you'll squeeze out on the wall of the Mizbech. Says the Brysa, what that tells you is Vanisha Yimatzi. If you have left over, then you squeeze on the wall as you continue to Amid Beis. But Vishain Nishra Lo Yimatzi, if there's nothing left over, then you don't squeeze. In other words, that if all the blood was already thrown out during the Hazayis, then you don't need Mitzi. So you see, it's not Ma'akim. So how do we resolve that? Says the Gemara, Trei Tanoim Vali Rabbi Shmuel. It's not a difficulty. There was two different Tanoim according to Rabbi Shmuel. What was the interpretation? And therefore we have that differences, but that does not a contradiction what we said before of Reb Papa and explaining Rabbi Shmuel that he holds that the Mitzvah is going to be Ma'akev. Now continue on this topic of Shvichas Shirayim, whether they're Ma'akev or not. So Amar Rama B'Lacham, he says, Hai Tana, the Tana of the following Braisa, Sava Shirai Ma'akvi. I could clearly show that he does hold that the leftover blood being poured on the Yisayid is going to be Ma'akvi. It is integral for the atonement of the carbon, even though it itself is not atoning. How do we see this? The Tana learned in the Braisa that brings the following pasuk in the Yikra. It says, HaKoyin HaMachate Yisa, the Koyin that throws the blood of the carbon, which this is in the Parsha of the Chatas Behemah. So the pasuk continues, so he eats the carbon, and like the pasuk says, in the holy place he has to eat it, in the chatzar of the oil maid. Now, on that says the braisa, what does it mean, ha-koin ha-machati oisa? Oisa, that word, it, sounds like an exclusionary term, which sounds like that if he throws the blood, according to the halacha that I wrote to you, Hashem says, which is that the chatzas has to be put onto the top four corners of the mizbeach, which is l'mala mechut ha-sikah, which is in the upper half of the mizbeach, that chenitin dam lamalo, if its blood was put on the top, oh, that's where it's considered chitui. It was done according to the halacha, and then that's what the pasuk continues. It says then yechalon, then it can be eaten because it provides atonement. If not, not. So therefore, it's excluding b'loy oisin chenitin dam lamata, but not those which, if you took from the chatas behema and you poured the blood on the bottom half, then that's not going to be valid. Now on that continues the brisa. Amrit, but then you're going to say, wait a second, Tchima Ayin Basa, where would you have come to say that it's kosher, that you need to have a pasuk of Isa to say that it's going to be pasul? Well, you would have said it because Mechlal Shanama, the pasuk says in Devarim, that the blood of your carbon you should pour on the Mizbech, which sounds like pouring is like one pouring. And still the pasuk says over there, Vabasatecha, you can eat the meat. What do you mean? Don't you need to have to do it in all four corners? What does it mean you just pour it? Says the Bryce. So Lamanu Linitanim Bamat Nabra, what that teaches us is that those that are supposed to be done in four different gifts of blood, Shem Nitanan Bimatana Achas, that if it was done with just one gift, it was just one pour, that keeper, that it will provide atonement. Oh, from that pasuk, you would have thought to then compare and say, oh, so yachal af netan lamala. So you would think that also the chatas behemah that's supposed to be done on the upper half, shenesan lamata, that if it's done on the bottom half, that there are two also after the fact. Just like you're supposed to do four and you do one is good. Here, if you're supposed to do on the top half and do the bottom half, keeper is going to be atonement. Oh, that's why we need to have the pasuk to exclude and say that, no, it's going to be pasul. But then the Brisa says back, wait a second, but bedinu. But it's logical to say not like that. We should not need a pasuk. Because nemrudam lamala. We speak about bloods of a chatas has to be done on the upper half, which is the chatas behema, when there's a behema, when there's an animal chatas. Venemrudam lamata. Now there's also, it speaks about the blood of a karma chatas, which are done on the bottom half, meaning the bottom half underneath the red string that divides the mizbeach. That's by a chatas ha'if, when there's a bird karma chatas. With the pasuk in Bayikra Hei says, v'hizim adam ha'chatas, which the Gemara later on, the Samach Dalma Bey says, that is the lower half of the wall of the mizbeach. Now, therefore, we should make the following comparison. Ma'adam ha'mur l'matan, if regarding the bloods of the chatas ha'if, which is supposed to be done on the bottom half. Shen nesan l'mal loy keeper, where if it's done on the top half, it does not atone, because regarding the hazah of the chatas ha'if, the pasuk says chatas hi, which tells us, like Bahava Yasite, it has to be exactly as we say it, which is if you deviate, it's going to be pasul. As the Gemara says later in the Samach Vamanaf, that if you do everything you're supposed to do with the chatas ha'if on the top half, it's going to be pasul. So therefore we should make the following comparison. Avdam ha'mur l'mal, and the same equivalent should be that the chatas behema, which its bloods are supposed to be on the upper half, imnasin l'mata lightkeeper, if it's done in the bottom half, it should not atone. So what is the, why would we have thought it's going to be kosher? So we need the pasuk to exclude and say, no, chatas behema on the bottom half is going to be pasul. Why should we think like that? We should compare it to the chatas ha'if, that it's pasul if you do it on the wrong half, so to here. So I shouldn't need a pasuk. And says, this is the b'raisa loy, no. Because im amart betachtoinim shenitan benesina lamala. Because yes, if you're going to say by the chatas ha'if, which its blood is supposed to be on the bottom half, that if you do it on the top half, that she'in seifin lamalan, the blood of the chatas ha'if was never destined to ever at any point be on the upper half, because it's only supposed to be on the bottom half. So therefore, that's what I would tell you, loy keeper. So yeah, if you're doing the upper half, it's not going to atone. In contrast, taima bel yainim shenisan lamata, but I would tell you regarding the chatas behema, which its blood is supposed to be on the upper half, that if you put on the bottom half, sheyesh mehen karv lamata, where there it is destined to end up on the bottom because the shirayim, the leftover blood, is poured onto the side. So therefore, maybe I would tell you that there would be kosher. That's why you need to have the pasuk to exclude it. However, continues the Braisa, no, dam hapanim yechichu. No, the inner bloods of the karban chatois, which are brought in the heichel, they could disprove that. Because sheyesh mehen karv b'chutz, because there also the blood is ultimately destined to be on the outer mizbeach by pouring their shirayim there. And yet we find vim nasanon betchila b'chutz, but if you do the primary zrikas on the outer mizbeach, that loy keeper, that it does not atone. Because we find the pasuk, as we said, from v'asa kasha asa, that it is ma'akim, that has to be on the mizbeach hazav, not a mizbeach hachitzen. So how can you think to differentiate and say that it would be kosher because siphon is going to end up there, but you see by the chatois apanimis that even though it's going to end up there, that doesn't validate it for its initial hazois. And that's just the braisa loy. No, that's not a difficulty. Because im amarta b'dam apanim, if you're going to say that it's a problem by the chatois apanimi and by the inner chatois, she'en mizbech apanimim amarkan. That's because the inner altar does not conclude the avoidas of the matan damim of the chatois apanimim, because there's still another avoida of dam that has to be done. So that's a stringency that applies to those zrikas. So therefore, yeah, that's what I would tell you, since it's very stringent halacha, if you do it on the mizbeach achitzen, and if you do it where it's not its place, although it's ultimately going to end up over there by shirayim, therefore it's going to be pasul. Which later on the Gemara is going to explain, and that's the point why I'm bringing this braisa. What is that other avoida that doesn't finalize the zrikas, the hazois of the dam, on the mizbeach hazav, you have to do another one. But be that as it may, says the Brice, it's a time of Baal Yain. But in contrast, I would tell you, regarding the Chatois Hachitzainis, that a Chatas Behemoth that's supposed to be done on the upper half of the Mizbech Hachitzin, Shahare Koran, is Mamarkas Aysan. There, the conclusion of its Matonis Damim, that's Ma'akiv, is only the four corners. Where there, everyone holds that the Shiraim of the Chatois Hachitzainis is not going to be Ma'akiv. Therefore, it's not so stringent. And therefore, I would say that it's going to be kosher if you're going to do it on the bottom. So that's why I would have thought, in the sun and lamatik hashem, that if you do it on the bottom, it would be kasher. Oh, that's why, says the Brice, you need to have the word oisa, tamaloyma oisa. That's what it says, it, which is exclusionary term, to tell you oisa shenitin dama lamala, only the bloods that you put on the top, then it's going to be kasher. But v'loy shenitin dama lamata, but not if its blood is brought on the bottom. That's the Brice. But says Rami Bachama, he concludes his proof. Says, my she'en mizbecha p'nimim amarkan. What did the Tana the Brisa mean when he said, oh, no, there's certain stringency that applies to the Zrikas, that the dam of the Chatois HaPanimis. Because there, when you do the primary Zrikas and Mizbech HaZav, that does not conclude the Avodah. What is why? What's still missing? Lav Elu Shirayim? Doesn't it mean because the pouring of the Shirayim is Ma'akiv on the Yisoyim and the Mizbech HaChitzin? So since we find that stringency, so that's why maybe it's going to be possible by doing its primary zrikas on the Mizbech HaChitzin, in contrast to the Chatois Lamal. But one thing you see is that this Tana holds that Shiraim of the Chatois HaPanim is Arma Akiv. On that, Amalei Rava said to Rami Bar Chama, he says, no. To the contrary, Ihachi, if that would be the case that you're trying to say, that the Shiraim of the Chatois HaPanim is Arma Akiv to pour it on the Yisrael of the Mizbech HaChitzin, then it's difficult. Because then all the more so tasty of a Kal V'chomer. Then for sure we should learn from a Kal V'chomer that the Chatos HaBehema, that if it's Lamala, it's done Lamata, that it's going to be Pasul. So we're back. Then we'll be back to the question. Then why would we need a Pasik? Why would we know from a Kal V'chomer? Because we would say as follows. Masharayim HaPanimim, if the leftover blood of the Chatos HaPanimis, Shesifin Chayva Bachutz, we're there. There's not just that you have to pour the Shirayim, the way you're saying, on the Adam Mizbech. It's even an obligation to pour the Adam Mizbech. And still, Asoin Betchil B'chutz. But if you do the primary Zrikas on the Mizbech HaChitzen, Loi Keeper, we know it's Ma'akiv, it's not going to make an atonement. So then you can make the following Kal V'chomer. And the Ton Lamalo, so then the Chatois Behema HaChitzen, that's supposed to be done in the upper half. She'ain Seifen Chayv Lamata, where it doesn't even have yes, the halach of Shrikas Shirayim, but it's not obligatory, it's not Ma'akiv to do it on the bottom. So, Vason Betchil Lamata, so if you do the initial Zrikas on the bottom, in a Dinshle Keeper, isn't it a Kavachem? Of course, it's not going to tone. Kavachem from Chatois HaPanimis. So then, why would we need a Pasik? So that's actually, your proof from the Tana the Brice actually makes it difficult how to understand why would you need a Pasik? You have a Kavachem to know it. So, Ella rather refutes Rav Muhammad's proof, and he says it's not a Raya. Because when the Brisa said, Eim Mizbech HaPanimim Amarkim Lavad, there's a stringency by the Dam of the Mizbech of the Chatois HaPanimis, that the Mizbech HaZav does not conclude the Avodah, it wasn't because there's still a Ikuv of the Shvich HaShirayim. No, there's no Ikuv of Shvich HaShirayim, just like Chatois HaChitzainis, so it's by Chatois HaPanimis. Ela Pareiches is referring to the curtain of the that separates the Hecha from the Kodesh HaKadosha, which is that the blood that's initially done of the Zrikas, besides the Mizbech HaZav, also has to be sprayed on the Pareches. So since there's two different Avodis in the Chatois HaPanimis, that's why it's a stringency to say that, okay, it'll be Ma'akiv that you can't do the initial Zrikas on the Mizbech HaChitzen. In contrast, the Tana of the Brice was saying, but the Chatois HaChitzenis that are done on the upper half, where there at least it only has one Avodah because the Quran is concludes the Avodas El Yonis and doesn't need two Avodas, then maybe I would tell you that actually would be Kasher Lamata, that's where you need the Pasuk Eisa to say it's not going to be. But regarding Shirayim, the Tana, the Brice is not saying anything about being Ma'akim, and therefore there's no Raya. Now the Gemara goes back and continues regarding a Pasuk and the Halachas that we were talking about before regarding if Shvich HaShirayim is Ma'akim or not. Tana Bar Luna Brice, the Pasuk says of a Yikra regarding the Avoda of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, so it says V'chilo Michaper, that if he concludes atoning. Now, later on, the Gemara is going to explain what are the opinions saying over here, and what's the difference between them. So, the first opinion says, how do you translate this pasuk? It's saying, im keeper kila. If he atones, then he's done. Vim loy keeper loy kila. But if he didn't atone, then he's not done. That's the Rebbe Kiva. On that, Amar Rebbe Yehuda says to him, mimnei ma loy nema. Why shouldn't we say, in other words, why shouldn't we expound the pasuk in its chronological order, the way it's written? And that is, say as follows. Imkila keeper, not imkeeper keeper, kila, but rather the other way around. Imkila keeper, like the words are v'chila mechaper. If he finishes, then he's atoned. Imloy kila loy keeper. If he didn't finish, then he didn't atone. Which teaches us, shemchisa aches mekala matanis. If the kangolim kippurim misses out any one of the matanis dam that he's supposed to do, loyosav lekum, he hasn't done anything. That's the brisa. Ask the Gemara, my benaya, what is the difference between them? What are they saying? They seem to both be saying the same idea. So, there's Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shubman Levi. Chad Omer Mashmoz Dershnik Benayah. You're right, one says that the only difference between them is how to expound the halacha. In other words, both of them say that it's going on the Matanis Adam that it says there in Parshas Achri Mois, that it's going to be Ma'akiv. Just one understands the Pasuk one way, one understands the Pasuk the other way. And that is Rabbi Kiva understands the Pasuk from going back to the beginning of the Pasuk, from back, in a way backwards, from the Sefer to the Reisha. And that is that the atonement, the kapara, which are the matanas dam, regarding that, that's the conclusion of the avodas. But shirai, in the leftover blood, that's not going to be ma'akev. Now, Rabbi Yehuda also holds that shirai manah ma'akev. But he says the pasuk is, he says, he asks on Rabbi Kiva, why do you want to expound it like that? Because if you expound it the way you're saying it, I could have thought to interpret the pasuk by saying that actually all the matanas dam are na ma'akev. Because you could say, based on the way you're reading it, that if you mechaper yechila, which means to say, even with one matanas dam, like we find by Chatoyas HaChitzainis, that even though it's supposed to have four zrikas, if you do one, you atoned, even though you didn't finish. So then, the way you're reading it, that im kippur kila, maybe you could read that as if you atone with even one, then you're done. Rather, he says to Rabbi Kiva, no, expound like this. Im kila, if you finish everything that it says within that parsha, then kippur, then he has atoned. But if he didn't finish everything that says there in the parsha, then he hasn't atoned. And that's where we learn that if he misses out any one of the matanas, he hasn't done anything. And however, Shiraim is not going to be ma'akev even according to Behuda, because it doesn't say that over there in that parsha in Achrei Mois. Because it's only alluded to by the parsha of Parkoy Mashiach, that's where we include the parsha of Mikipurim to save the halacha of Shiraim. Now moreover, as Rashi points out, only that's really according to their opinions, that because Rabbi Yehuda needs to learn out from here that all the matanas of the Avodah Mikipurim are going to be ma'akev, unlike Rabbi Kiva, and that's Rabbi Kiva doesn't read the pasuk the way he does, because Rabbi Yehuda says, when it says in the parasha of the Yom Kippurim in Achrei Mois, chukah, he learns it's only going on the things that were done by the Kohen Gadol in the white garments in the holiest of the holiest. But you don't have chukah which tells you ikuv on everything else. Rabbi Kiva does. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't. So Rabbi Yehuda would rather interpret the pasuk in the chronological order, and it's actually teaching him kila, keeper. If you do everything, now this is where we learn out that they're all ma'akib, then you can have an atonement. But really, everyone holds that Shricha Shiraim is not going to be ma'akev. V'charamer, but the other one, the two, either Rabbi Yechon or Rabbi Shuman Levi, he says, no, Shiraim ma'akev nikabinayu. The difference between these two interpretations of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva is going to be regarding if the leftover blood being poured on the site is ma'akev and not is integral. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's not ma'akev. That's what he was saying. Im keeper, if you atoned for whatever it says here in this parasha, then you're done. Because when it does it say chukah, which again according to Bekiva is going on everything, that tells us it's going to be ma'akev, is in this parsha. But shirayim, which doesn't say here in this parsha, it's learned from somewhere else, that's not going to be ma'akev. And that's Rabbi Yehuda comes to say that no, im kila, if you finish every avodah that he has to do in this parsha, even those that are learned from somewhere else, then keeper, then he has atoned. But if he didn't finish, he hasn't atoned, because if he's missing any one of the matanas, which seems to include anything, even the pouring of the leftover on the aside, then it's still going to be ma'akev. Says the Gemara, "Tis time the Rishu ben Levi who the Amish Shiraim the Ma'akver." So it wasn't clear who the attribution of opinions, who said which interpretation. That says the Gemara, we can prove that Rishu ben Levi is the one who says that the difference between them was if Shiraim is Ma'akver or not. Why? Because the Rishu ben Levi, we had a different teaching. Rishu ben Levi said, "Ledevri ha'imer," he said, according to the one who says, which seemingly it's going to be Rabbi Yehuda, that Shirayim Ma'akver. And according to the one who says that Shirayim are Ma'akiv, then you have the following situation. If let's say the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim finished all the matanas dam that he's supposed to do with all the karbanas, and then the blood spills out. So then you have a dilemma, because Shirayim ma'akev. So he did all the matanas dam, but he didn't pour the leftover blood because it spilled out. So then, Rabbi Shimon Levi, according to that opinion, what you have to do is maybe par echad, you bring one other new bull, umaskel betchil befinim, and then you start again from the zrikas that are supposed to be done on the mizbeach in the heichal, so that you could do zrikas to have leftovers to pour it on the side of the mizbeach. Because as Rashi says, although we know the halacha is that if, let's say, someone finished the matanas dam inside and the blood spilled out, then he brings a different bull and he starts over at the next stage, that of, let's say, the pareches, and he finished the matanas and the pareches, then the blood spills out, then he goes, brings another bull and he starts at the later stage of the mizbeach, and you don't have to start over from an avodah that you already finished, because each one is a separate atonement. And that says Rashi, yeah, but according to one that says Shiraim Ma'akvim, you can't say over here that once you finish the matanas and the mizbeach apanimi and spills out, then you bring other bloods, another bull, and you just spill it on the yisoid of the mizbeach achitzin, because then it's not shiraim. Shiraim by default translates as leftovers. Rather, that's why he says that you start from the mizbeach so that you could then have leftovers, and then you pour those leftovers on the mizbeach achitzin. But one thing says the Gemara is what you see is that according to Bishu ben Levi, there is an opinion that says shiraim amar akiv. Now, that was one interpretation that Rabbi Huda is the one who says that. That must have been Rabbi Shimon Levi. And Rabbi Yechon, who's the one that said that, no, everyone agrees it's not ma'akim, it's just mashmas derish and the kibinayu. And that's the Gemara, no proof. Because after Rabbi Yechon and Leslie Hosvara, do you think Rabbi Yechon does not have this logic that there is an opinion that holds Shiraim ma'akiv? But V'am Rabbi Yechon, and we have a different teaching from Rabbi Yechon brought later on, Perka Sheikha and Afkofi and Aleph, and Aleph, that he says, regarding that we learned, that Rabbi Nechemya says that if someone takes the Shiyari Hadam, and he does that avodah outside what's called bachutz, outside of the perimeter of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Temple Mount, he's going to be liable for doing avodah bachutz. On that, Rabbi Yechon said an explanation that Tana Reb Nechemya taught his teaching, Kedivri Ha'imah, like the opinion that says, Shiraim Ma'akvin, that Shiraim are integral. And that's why, since Ma'akvin, it's integral avodah, if you do it outside, it's like regular Zrikas Hadam, which you chayv if you do it bachutz. But one thing you see is that obviously according to Rabbi Yechanan, there is also, he holds an opinion that holds, Shiraim is Ma'akif. So rather, what are you going to explain and answer according to Rabbi Yechanan when you're saying that Rabbi Shimon Levi is the one who says the interpretation that Shiraim is Ma'akif according to Rabbi Yehuda? So you would have to interpret and say, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Yechanan's Kedivri Ha'emer. He was going like the one who says, meaning regarding other Tanaim, not this Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva. And he's not going on this machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Mekiva, because he doesn't hold that that's the difference between them. He says, mashmas darshan ikbenayu. So therefore, says the Gemara, then hachinami. Then here too, you could say that actually the other way around. We could say Rabbi Yechanan is the one who says, Shiraim ma'akim is the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva. And this Rabbi Shimon Levi said a teaching was kedivri ha'imer, like the one who says, some other tana, v'lav lahan tanaim, they wasn't going on these tanaim, and therefore there's no raya either way. They both agree that there is someone who says Shiraim ma'akim. And therefore there's no proof to say that it was in this machlekes that it was Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's saying Shiraim ma'akim. No, you could say that he holds mashmas darshan ikbenayu, which everyone that is Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi. And there was some other Tana that they agree that there is a Divri Ha'imer that Shiraim are Ma'akvi.